Build a better bathroom today with help from Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need during the Kohler Dream Bathroom event. So hurry into your neighborhood store to get 10 to 15% off select Kohler and Sterling bath products that are sure to transform any bathroom. Don't miss out on all of the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Selection varies by store. Valid February 11th through March 13th. U.S. only.
Hi, I just need an oil change and a checkup.
This is Ford Service. We're the specialist. Our oil change comes with a tire rotation and more.
Click this ad and get the works at your Ford dealer for $39.95 or less with a $10 rebate by mail, making it just $29.95. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by prepaid debit card. See your participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 3/31/16.
When your Ford needs service, you need the specialists.
Fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The NBA All-Star break is now upon us, and it couldn't be coming at a better time for the Bulls. Chicago lost to the Atlanta Hawks last night at the United Center, 113-90. It was the fourth straight loss for the Bulls and their 13th loss in their last 18 games. Forward Taj Gibson maintains, however, that the team has not quit.
I don't think it's quit. I just think at times we have a little doubt. You know what I'm saying? That's where the talking and leadership. We've been out there. We've been talking a lot, but I can't seem to put a finger on it. It's frustrating. I'm trying to tell guys we just got to get back to playing for each other. Just go out there and just play. Leave your heart out there. Just go lay it on the line. We got more than enough to win games.
Bulls off until next Thursday, where they will visit LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Blackhawks will occupy the United Center tonight, welcoming in the Dallas Stars. Puck drops at 7:30. Patrick Sharp and Johnny Oduya will be back in town with Dallas, but the Hawks will be without Artemi Panarin for the second straight game. He is still out with an illness. The Blackhawks will also travel to the White House next Thursday to visit President Obama and celebrate last season's Stanley Cup victory. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman will announce shortly that next year's NHL draft will take place in Chicago.
Who cares?
It will be the first time in the draft's 53-year history that the event will take place here in the city. MLB Network's John Heyman is reporting that the White Sox are amongst teams checking in on free agent shortstop Ian Desmond. Desmond hit .233 with 19 home runs last year for the Washington Nationals. Finally, Bengals linebacker Vontaze Burfict had his 3-game suspension upheld today. Burfict was given the suspension after last month's wild card game versus Pittsburgh, in which Burfict hit Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown in the helmet, giving Brown a concussion. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you'll save a fistful of dollars. Also, come on by Discount Tire this Friday and Saturday for incredible President's Day deals. Get Visa prepaid cards for up to $320 when you buy select tire and wheel packages with your Discount Tire credit card. Thank you, Discount Tire. Your low-price journey starts here. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
The show has a way of turning normal people into abnormal people. There is a very warmly written obituary. And of course, how old was he?
83.
I should be laughing.
Clark is from Des Plaines. $10 question. In what year did the Bears clinch the NFC North in a Christmas Day game against the Packers?
83.
2005.
Oh, Willie Banks passed away in January of this season. He was 83 years of age.
83.
I mean, that's straight out of 1983.
83.
Martellus Bennett, watch 83.
83.
Last time the Bears played on opening day with two rookies on the offensive line, 1983.
83.
That's what that 1983 White Sox club did.
83.
There are two fouls on the play. Holding. Offense number 83.
83.
Pick up of 15 yards by Matt Forte, and it boasts a total today to 83 yards.
83.
1983 is calling. 83. I'm in on my knees and crawling.
had terrorist attacks many times before. When Ronald Reagan was president in 1983.
83. Mike Piazza gets in with 83% of the vote. 83.
Jim Stack, the number one pick of the Houston Rockets in the sixth round. In what year?
1983. 83.
Joe Altobelli took over and actually won the World Series in 83. Earl came back to manage again. And he told me that
Miami really was from like 1983, and they kind of
83.
Thank you.
My mom passed away in 83, so I put in flowers.
83.
For
Boris and Bernstein. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
This show is so stupid.
I was at the bar one night and I heard that song, and my buddy was talking to me and I said, whoa, shut up for a second.
Who was it? Box? Like,
no.
Okay.
No. Yeah. No. Not Box. And I was like, is he saying 1983? And I immediately. I got the Sound Hound out, or Shazam, one of the two.
Right.
And I texted it. You know, I found out. I was like, oh, my God, this is great. And I sent it to Tannehill. I said, are you aware of this song? And he said, no, buddy, but I'll be on it. Don't worry.
It's always very pleased. Even when he's excited about something, he never lets on. Tanny doesn't. He never lets on that he's excited about something. He's like, yeah, okay, yeah, I got it.
Deep down, he's just...
He's like, oh, yeah, but he's always... outwardly, just, no, we're good.
It's the quiet Jordan fist pump, like, yeah, right.
Yeah. Made the shot, and then the crying Jordan meme. You see the story that Jordan actually finally is...
Found out about
according
it.
According to his spokesperson, Estelle Portnoy, he's finally aware of the crying Jordan meme.
I talked about that last night. I said, the funniest thing about this is... You don't even get a quote from him. You have to get it from his spokesperson. I want to hear directly from him on this. It's a matter that's important, and we should hear from him.
Well, she's been there forever. She's been his mouthpiece forever. It is official now. The Gary Bettman has announced that the Hawks will be the host city for the 2017 NHL draft. Scott Darling says, I think it's a great hockey city to host an event like that. Andrew Shaw says, the city is going to love it. Well, they'll draft people and someone say, who are you? And what do you do?
The Chicago Blackhawks take, boo!
Chi-town is draft town.
Chi-town. Oy.
Who's going to be the first Blackhawks player to refuse an invitation to the White House?
On political grounds?
Yeah, you know, it always happens. There's always somebody.
They don't do that. The hockey guys, it's a team thing. If you're supposed to go, you go. It might be somebody who's not even from this country who doesn't really care.
Oh, well, yeah, they mostly are.
Right. There's not a whole lot of Americans, so I don't think anybody's going to pull that.
You're probably right.
I don't like this darn president and his brown skin and all them liberals.
Brian and Joliet, you're on the Score.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I just wanted to call about Fred Hoiberg. You know, it's funny, here he was the general manager, I believe, for the Wolves, and he passed on Steph Curry.
Assistant. He was not the general manager. He worked in the front office, but no, he was not the GM.
Oh, okay. But I just can't stand watching him on the sidelines, to be honest. I mean, he's just so...
Wait, whoa. Hold on. You can't say watching him on the sidelines? That isn't... If you want to criticize the work that he does, we can have a substantive conversation. But when it immediately lowers my opinion of anything you say when your first thought is, first of all, wrong about him being general manager. And then your second thought has to do with watching him on the sidelines. Why is that?
Here he's the Bulls leader, and here you have nothing coming from the sidelines. Here you
again. Watching him on the sidelines. Talk about what is actually happening on the floor. If we want to have a real conversation, if you want to actually discuss what you like and don't like about the plays that he runs or the lineups that he uses, don't give me fire and passion garbage, Brian. Baby, you got to go beyond that. Not this show.
Okay, well, I just disagree. I think that he's the leader of the team.
Okay, but give me something substantive about what he does.
I just don't like his leadership.
What don't you like specifically Don't give me fire and passion meatball stuff.
I don't know, man. Okay,
if you don't know, then there's no point calling. Yeah, I don't like looking at a burp. That doesn't help anything. You don't like looking at him. Then don't look at him.
I love watching you yell at people.
Well, I hate that stuff. Leader. I don't like looking at him. He's not yelling at people enough.
Yeah, because Steve Kerr is so busy screaming at everybody. You know whose fault this is?
Greg Popovich is busy yelling at everybody.
It's Ditka's fault.
But that stuff, yeah, the fire and passion stuff, yeah. Although even, you know, it's one thing, during the 30 for 30 about the 85 Bears, maybe it's just old age, but Ditka was actually calm and introspective. And for everybody who was, you know, love the crazy Ditka stuff, he wasn't crazy.
Well, at some point, you know, he's getting older. You mellow out when you get older.
Some people don't. What about you? Can't you be like a crazy ranting old man?
Well, that's if you're totally insane, probably, yeah.
No, you've been around just cranky old people. They're not insane. They just, you know, they sort of feel the looming specter of their mortality, and they just get mad at the world.
Yeah, but they just keep to themselves, though, at that point.
Or they take it out on everybody around them.
Well, if nobody's around them.
I think you're allowed to be either one. I don't know.
What do you think you're going to be?
Dead.
Well, of course you're going to. At some point, yes. But do you think you'll be... Well, so you're saying you're going to die before you become an old person?
I think I already am an old person.
Yeah, you're in your 40s.
Yeah, it's I don't know.
It's not... compared to some people,
I think
yes.
It depends on your grandkids. Most grandparents are happy just because they get these fab, like what my aunt called her dividends. That's just sort of like a lot of grandparents kind of, and Terry talks about it too. They just, you really feel like you've kind of won when you get to that point and you're enjoying the lives of your grandchildren. So I don't know if someday, good fortune willing, I am able to get there. That's kind of your victory place.
Okay.
Based on what a lot of people tell me who have gotten there.
I wonder if it's also because when you get to a certain, well, I think that you might like other people's kids more. Like kids in your family, but not your own. Kids that you can say goodbye to.
Oh, yeah, right, sure. You get all the good and none of the bad, and then you can leave
your house. Go ahead and leave now.
Right. Oh, that's
what... Oh, you're throwing a tantrum? Everybody out.
Yeah, call mom and dad.
That's why I think aunts, you know, like, or do you say aunt? Aunts, I think that's why they love their nephews so much. Because they don't have to keep them.
They can also tell you stuff that your parents won't tell you in a way that, you know, that's, you need that.
Mm-hmm.
You need people to say, oh, or especially, this might be tough for me because my aunt just died last week and it was extremely emotional. But somebody who knows your parents in a way, if they have the sibling relationship with your parents, that they can say, oh, that's just your father doing that. Don't listen to him. He's been doing that. You know, that's just him. I've dealt with that my whole life. Here's how you deal with that. That kind of thing's invaluable. When you have somebody, especially if it's an older sibling of one of your parents, who can then say, oh, stop. He said that, really? Please.
He doesn't mean it.
Right. Just, or don't worry about that. Just here's,
let it go.
Right. Here's how you handle that. That's invaluable.
Yeah,
that's the kind of thing where you can say, oh, okay, I feel better about that. A note from Rudy, the always waggish Rudy, who says, I can't believe you guys are not carrying this important press conference. There is a 50-50 chance Joel Quenneville grabs his junk again at the podium. But seriously, if you bet me and gave me five guesses and $1 million, I couldn't name the city of last year's NHL draft. But I am certain of this. One.
This year it's Buffalo.
Bad columns will be written in this city about the NHL draft. And two, Chicago will find a way to lose money on it. Rahm Emanuel has probably already shut down half of downtown now from now until the last pick.
So yeah. It's going to be outdoors where?
Why do you want Rahm Emanuel as part of your press conference?
Is he there right now?
He was listed.
Well, wait, where is the press conference happening here? Or
yeah.
Is it somewhere else?
It's the United Center, I think.
Okay.
Why would you want Rahm Emanuel near you if you have any concern about optics? Everybody hates
but you
him.
But don't you have to have, you have to have the mayor of the city where it's going to be, even if you don't like him.
Maybe just say.
Even if he's not popular.
Say he was busy. I mean, they're just, people are just.
Well, what are you going to do? Tell him, hey, you're busy. You can't come?
Yeah, thanks for everything, but please stay away from the press conference. That's not gonna happen. You know, I know, but it looks nobody likes him. More importantly, nobody trusts him.
I get it. That's true. But you can't. They're not going to have a press conference like that, an announcement like that, and not include him. He's going to be there.
Yeah, I guess you're right. In Kankakee,
you have to have the mayor of the city that just won this thing.
It is Carlton, and he is on the score. Hello, Carlton.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you today?
All right.
Yeah.
Good. Hey, listen. I know the feeling. I have the feeling after last.
I'm with Dan.
Yeah, he's sitting with me. How good can he be?
Right. I'm sorry, but anyway, hey, I just was thinking. I understand, you know. I was looking at their coaching staff, who they have on right now, and with Fred Hoiberg being a new head coach in the league, I was thinking, you know, I would have thought they would bring somebody else in that has head coaching experience at the pro level, at least to help them through these hard times where they might have been through the same thing. What do you guys think?
I think they tried. I think they maybe thought that Jim Boylan would be more effective in doing that than he has been, but it's not much of a staff. I wouldn't say this is one of the well-respected coaching staffs in the NBA, because it's not.
Well, clearly, there's usually what will happen is you'll have the assistant that's kind of popular with players if the coach himself is not.
Good cop, bad cop. If the head coach is MFing guys, you go to the other guy's office.
Well, that's not even happening now, because you have all of the coaches together complaining about the same things.
This is really no good, is it?
No. No. And we just spent 2 hours on it.
Yeah, it's just no good. This is a note from Adrian Wojnarowski of Yahoo, who says, per sources, Houston has started contacting teams about trading Dwight Howard.
Woohoo! And his agent says, I haven't talked to them.
Yeah,
we haven't asked for a trade.
Right. In Sycamore, it's City of Fools on the score.
You know, I called in a few times when Thibodeau was obviously on the way out the last few years, and it was the same thing every time. I knew this team couldn't make the playoffs, but I was entertained by the style of play when Thibodeau coached.
Well, they did make the playoffs.
Well, make the finals.
Okay.
But they were essentially a LeBron injury away from being able to get to the finals, and that was it. That was the only path they had. And I was still entertained by the basketball, and that was what was crucial with Thibodeau. Now, even if LeBron has an injury, there's no path to this team to the finals.
Right.
And I'm not entertained by their style of play. And this is why every year I would call in and just feel like a Thibodeau defender, but I really was. Because I would at least be entertained by the style of basketball and how hard they played. And they played relatively well with each other. There were still some issues, but Rose was injured largely. Now I'm not entertained at all. They weren't going to make the playoffs or the finals anyway. They're not even a LeBron injury away from making the finals. It's even worse.
When did you realize that?
Well, I said 3 years ago, and every successive year since.
No, but when did you realize that it had changed? That your definition, when you changed the LeBron injury caveat, when did you do that?
Probably the first series that LeBron that Rose was healthy and played against the Celtics, and they still couldn't pull it. So even before that, I guess. I just didn't think this team had it.
Okay, because I'm trying to get to the bottom of why everybody was booing last night, when I thought that some of what was booable has been in evidence long before then.
Well, some of it is the 13 of 18. Some of it is the amount of losing that's happened since early January. That's part of it. But I also think a lot of it, listen, I can't extrapolate just the people I know into this is how all Chicagoans are. But I really don't know a whole lot of people that have Bulls season tickets or that go and buy tickets regularly. Most of the time that I hear of anybody going to a game, it's somebody who was given tickets.
So they're just there for that day, self-contained experience.
Right. That's I
don't like my experience right now today.
Again,
that's what they're saying.
But I don't think that would happen if the team was good and having a bad night.
Okay.
But what my takeaway from it is, and I don't think it's fair to completely extrapolate an entire fandom based on who I know.
Right, no,
and
it's
the people
not
that I know. But I do think that there's something to that.
But it was notable. That was pretty severe. I mean, how empty, how down, how depressive, and then how expressive it was. That was something we hadn't seen in a long time.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time. That was my first thought, was they are really, really getting booed tonight.
In Sturtevant, Wisconsin, D is on the score. Hello, D. Phone's not working in Sturtevant. Hello, D.
Dude, you're on the air.
Put him on hold. I'll scream at him.
No screaming today on this side of the glass. Scream-free day back here.
You've got Brendan. You think you're going to get a scream-free day.
Oh, he hung up. He didn't even give me the satisfaction.
Wow. I've seen that. I've seen you, because you always tell you're up, you're next, be ready.
And what do you think happens there? Do you honestly think somebody's on hold and they just put the phone down?
I think they get scared.
I don't know. I think something happened.
Or the wife calls on the other line and she wants you to go pick up eggs. I don't know.
No, he's probably dead.
That's fine. Let's try Midway.
That's fine? I don't think that's fine.
And Victor on the score. Hello, Victor.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What's your Victor? Sorry.
What's your Victor? Roger.
I don't have to pick up no eggs. I'm fine.
Okay.
Quick question. I unfortunately got to use Quinville as an example. Like in baseball, if you question a replay, you get ejected if you argue about a replay challenge. Is there a rule, or should you think there should be a rule with that in hockey also?
That if you argue the decision made after a challenge, you're then automatically ejected?
I think the difference is, in hockey, you can't walk on the ice. In baseball, you can stop the game if you're the manager by running out to the field, and then they have to stop for you while you argue. That's why you get ejected.
You could jump over the boards and go shuffling out of the ice.
I kind of wish that would happen. Hey, you know, that's not a bad idea.
Go nose to nose with a guy?
That's kind of awesome.
They're grabbing his junk. What are you doing?
So then coaches from now on should wear skates.
Well, if baseball managers have to wear baseball uniforms.
I agree. Maybe they should wear sweaters.
And then coaches also, at practice, they have a stick. And I never... What are you doing with a stick?
Well, don't they... It's the same as having a cane.
Or
because they're old and they're just trying to hold themselves up.
Or it's a coach with the fungo bat who's not hitting fungos. It's an affectation.
Yeah, you're just used to it.
Right.
You can't be on the ice without it.
It's a habit. It's just something you do and something you have with you. I love that. I love watching a manager walk around with a fungo bat who's never does not hit a fungo all day. You see it in spring training all the time. Like, why are you holding it? Because they just sort of have it. Jim Tracy used to do it, and he just sort of would lean on it. He'd spin it around in his hand. It was like the in Spinal Tap. Why he carries the cricket bat.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've actually never seen Spinal Tap. I don't want to have this whole thing. I haven't seen Spinal Tap. I've only seen Slapshot once.
I'm amazed that you haven't seen
Spinal Tap. I've never seen The Godfather.
Have you? Really?
Yeah, I haven't. But it is on demand, so...
Is there something wrong with you?
Ronji, I got the perfect solution for you for The Godfather thing. Watch The Godfather Epic if you have... Just carve out some time and watch that over the weekend. It's all three movies meshed in as one cohesive.
You don't even
carve out some time. What's he doing?
Yeah, it's true. I don't have much going on. The third one is the one that nobody likes.
You don't
right?
need the third movie.
That's not part of the epic. I don't think.
I also think it's better if it is you watch Godfather 1 and Godfather 2 and not have it woven back with the flashbacks.
I just want to tell him it's 7 hours. I think right. Is that what it was? 7 hours.
So it's got to be the third one. I know the Godfather.
You have to wake up
long,
before noon. So good luck with that.
You know, back in the days of being just newlyweds and no kids, when I would get a Tuesday off and I would have the entire day with nothing to do, I only saw The Godfather once and I had never seen Godfather 2, so I rented both. Good old VHS. And started in the morning, I made a meat sauce, like a real old-fashioned meat gravy, and just started simmering early.
You laid in it?
You throw a little wine.
Yeah. You bathed in it?
Right. You add your sugar?
Yeah, you got to slice the garlic nice and thin, you know, you get the razor blade.
Why don't you cut the crap? I got more important things for you to do.
So I started it going, and just about the time, hours and hours later, is when I was going to put the movies in, and I got a giant... like serving bowl, like a huge thing you'd set.
Before you even tell me, I'm really hoping the story ends with you just eating a giant bowl of gravy.
No, I had a little pasta in there.
Oh,
I did make some thin spaghetti and threw it in there. Probably half a
box. Either wanted you to be to eat the whole thing or to be bathing in it.
No, and I just sat on the couch with a wooden spoon and a fork, just swirling mass and watched both movies back to back and just sat there and ate until I couldn't move.
Do you know Brian, Abaticola's old roommate, Brian? Team Lodge, Team Lodge, Brian?
The redhead, yeah,
yes,
of course.
The guy that can't
spell?
The
one with the girlfriend that threw up on us, yes.
What? I don't know this story.
In Miami. Yeah, the girlfriend. What was her name? June? Joy.
Joy, yeah. Yeah. She puked on you?
Yeah.
You know what?
She meant well.
Yeah, I remember. You know how after you throw up, you have two feeling. Well, you immediately feel better.
Right.
I would feel better for two reasons if I threw up on you. One, because I got out whatever was in me making me sick. And two, I threw up on you.
Right.
Like just on you. Hey, so, I puked on Bernstein. Was she drunk or just she had the flu?
No, she was drunk. So anyway.
So Brian. What he did, you know, the guy that can't spell. What he did, the opening night of Star Wars, actually the first, I think it was the night before, one of the, I'm sure a lot of theaters did this, but one of the theaters in the suburbs did the marathon of the first six episodes.
Right.
This guy went the night before, so it opened, I think, on Thursday, technically. He went the night before, 7 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
watched all six episodes in a row.
Didn't his room have like R2-D2 toys all over the place?
Okay. Yeah, he had a Millennium Falcon.
Right.
He had all that stuff. He had the C-3PO case that you could, the carrying case that you could keep your figures in.
Mm-hmm.
He had that.
Right. So anyway.
So he went, he watched straight through, starting at 7 o'clock the night before, all six of the first ones in a row. Then the new one played the next night at 7 o'clock. He watched it. Left the theater, went right back in, bought a ticket, and watched it again.
Let's go.
All right, yeah, we forgot to break. We have the second half coming up. Boers and Bernstein on the score.
Matt Spiegel here.
And Jason Goff here. Right now you're listening to the longest running sports talk show in the universe, Boers and Bernstein.
But every weekday from 9 a.m. to 1, it's Spiegel and Goff with unfiltered frivolity.
Spiegel and Goff, 9 a.m. to 1.
Talking to Chicago's biggest names in sports and YouTube.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Guys, Valentine's Day is this Sunday, and you know you need a gift. Guys, this is our time to shine. Believe me, you don't want to drop the ball on this. For the price of a dozen roses, you can give her something she'll love forever. A Lovey Buddy from Vermont Teddy Bear. She'll think of you every time she snuggles in. Lovey Buddy is no ordinary bear. He's 3 feet long, has some of the softest fur around, and is as snuggly as can be. You need to see him. Check him out at VermontTeddyBear.com. He can wrap around her for a hug just like you do, cuddle for a nap, or be great support when she curls up with her favorite book. He's more than a Valentine's Day gift. He's a snuggly companion for her to cuddle up with anytime. Get her the gift that'll always remind her of you. A Lovey Buddy from Vermont Teddy Bear. Remember, Valentine's Day is this Sunday. Delivery is guaranteed. Visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR. And tell them the score sent you.
System.
Valentine's Day is this Sunday. So this year, give your Valentine a gift that's more personal than roses, more creative than candy, and lasts forever. Send a Beargram from Vermont Teddy Bear. Beargram gifts include a classically designed teddy bear, gourmet chocolate, a personalized card, and a gift box. Ranging from sweet to funny, romantic to friendly, you can send a Beargram to inspire smiles, make memories, or break the ice for the person you don't know that well. Check out the entire collection of over 50 Valentine's Day bears at VermontTeddyBear.com. Feel undying love for her? We'll get the best-selling zombie bear. Are you drunk with love? The new Beer My Valentine Bear says it better than words. You can also feed her heart with the new Pizza My Heart Bear. Vermont Teddy Bear invites you to say, I love you in a personal, heartfelt way. All 15-inch bears are handmade in Vermont and guaranteed for life. Remember, Valentine's Day is this Sunday. Delivery is guaranteed. Go to VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them the score.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool.
Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see.
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool.
Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Free.
Let's have a little talk about money. The truth is that sometimes honest and hardworking people need a little extra for whatever reason. And as we know, some banks don't always make it fast or easy to get. But I'll tell you who does. It's Avant. Avant is a company who gets it. Avant provides access to unsecured personal loans from $1,000 to $35,000 without you ever having to step foot in a branch. You simply go to avantoffer.com and check your competitive rate. And doing this is risk-free. I know you get concerned about the rate check and whether that affects your FICO score. It does not. It does not affect your FICO score. You can complete your application in minutes, and then the funds can be in your account as soon as tomorrow. So see for yourself and check out the website and how this works. Go to avantoffer.com and you'll see how convenient this borrowing can be. And if you do this now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to avantoffer.com, enter promo code SCORE. That's AVANTOffer.com, promo code SCORE. Avantoffer.com, promo code SCORE. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Build a better bathroom today with help from Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need during the Kohler Dream Bathroom event. So hurry into your neighborhood store to get 10 to 15% off select Kohler and Sterling bath products that are sure to transform any bathroom. Don't miss out on all of the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Selection varies by store. Valid February 11th through March 13th. U.S. only.
Hi, I just need an oil change and a checkup.
This is Ford Service. We're the specialist. Our oil change comes with a tire rotation and more.
Click this ad and get the works at your Ford dealer for $39.95 or less with a $10 rebate by mail, making it just $29.95. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by prepaid debit card. See your participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 3/31/16.
When your Ford needs service, you need the specialists.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Blackhawks at home tonight to take on Patrick Sharp and the Dallas Stars. Puck drops at 7:30 at the United Center. Hawks rookie Artemi Panarin out again, however, with an illness. Hawks currently lead the Western Conference with 76 points, but Dallas is just 3 points behind. Also in hockey, Chicago is slated to hold the 2017 NHL Draft. Commissioner Gary Bettman made it official with a press conference today. This will be the first time Chicago has hosted the draft in the 53-year history. The 53-year history of the NHL draft. Thank you very much. The Bulls were thrashed at home last night by the Atlanta Hawks, 113-90. The Bulls now limp into the All-Star break, having lost 4 games in a row, and they've lost 13 of their last 18. Chicago currently sits in 7th place in the Eastern Conference with a 27-25 record. They'll be back in action a week from tonight in Cleveland. Former White Sox manager Ozzie Guillen joined the Mully and Hanley show this morning to talk about a number of things and had major praise for current Cubs manager Joe Maddon.
I bring them a reaction to the ballpark. People think, what I doing? You know, I mean, all these little things Joe do is a Joe way, and Joe can get away with that because that's his style. That's the way it is. And people buy for that. You know, players buy for that. That's what you want. Be players on the same page. You know, have the power. But in the meanwhile, have the love from the players or the hate from the players.
The full interview and much more available at MullyandHanley.com. Finally tonight, MLB Network's John Heyman is reporting that the White Sox are amongst teams checking in on free agent shortstop Ian Desmond. Desmond hit .233 with 19 home runs last year for the Washington Nationals. Join the Score at Sanctuary of Brookfield in Brookfield on Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. and have your chance to light the lamp and score a Lids gift card all while drinking Coors Light. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs starting this season. Every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Throwback Thursday.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
On the first half of the show, we had plenty of Bulls talk, a little bit of Blackhawks stuff about this big announcement today that the NHL draft is coming to Chicago.
What?
Yeah.
Do you have to get tickets or can you just go, you think? Do you think it's going to be like an event where you have to have
probably
a,
just
kind of
show up? I don't know. I mean, who wants to go to the NHL draft?
Well, what I heard, it was going to be outdoors.
Okay.
So then I guess anybody could just walk up, right? Because, I don't know what happens.
Hey, let's see what's going on over there. What is it? It's the NHL draft. You want to stay?
Well, if they have it in a building like an arena, don't they have to have a, don't you have to have tickets to get in?
Yeah, but you can give them away. I don't know.
It's all going to be fun. Hey, guess what, Dan?
What?
Who do you think right now, Baseball America, has their organizational talent rankings? They released them today.
Okay.
Who do you think's number one?
Organizationally?
Yes.
Talent.
Yes.
How about the Cubs?
It is not. And you'll be surprised to find out where they are. It is the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Okay.
Followed by the Astros, Braves.
Astros was my second choice.
Red Sox and Nationals. The Cubs.
Wow.
The Cubs come in 20th.
Oh, wait, whoa. Are we talking just the major, full, entire organization?
Calling, minor league organizational
talent. Oh, minor league. Yes. Oh, yes. I thought you were the entire organization,
no.
Including major leagues.
No, because those guys have graduated.
Okay, I didn't know you were.
See, they were number one last year.
I didn't know you were only talking minor leagues. So
the Cubs in 2015 were number one last year because of Bryant and
everybody else. Okay, okay.
Schwarber and Soler.
That I get. It's scary to think of the Astros, though, because, I mean, even they're, now that Correa's come up, you know, who is going to be a perennial MVP candidate. You know, they've got the jewel of their system is already here. They're still that good.
Yeah, they are. And then they've been good, and it's going to get better. They were 10 last year. Where are the White Sox?
Oh, 27.
They are 23,
okay.
Dan.
All right.
So that's 3 spots lower than where they were at this time last year. But there hasn't been a ton of improvement in that area. Of course, they're going to, you know, they're going to graduate a guy eventually. That's Tim Anderson. He's their number one guy.
But
they're
remember,
they're already losing Rodon.
But the Nick Hostetler regime, that's his name, right? The guy that replaced Doug Lauman. That's just beginning. I mean, it's going to take 10 years before you know if this guy could really move that number up. But at least they've made that change. Speaking of baseball, the White Sox are reportedly interested in signing Ian Desmond to be their shortstop, according to John Heyman of CBSSports.com, the former national shortstop. He's pretty good, But not having Alexei Ramirez is a huge advantage.
If you think so?
If they went, oh, God. He's offensively bad. And their inability, that what makes me crazy, what I know bothered the White Sox, too, about Alexei, is his utter lack of game awareness when it came to his approach at the plate. Run around second, nobody out, and he pulls the first pitch, foul a third. It's that kind of thing that makes you want to press a button that causes him to explode. The other thing that's just wrong on so many levels, outside of errors and mental mistakes. The other thing that always got to me was immediately after a four-pitch walk, he's first pitch swing.
For all the time.
All the time. Or nubbing the ball back to the pitcher.
You know, I don't know how I feel. I don't think that it's as cut and dried as, all right, this guy just before you walked on four straight pitches, you have to take one. I think sometimes, and actually probably quite often, you're going to get a really nice pitch on that first pitch. I understand the thought process of, well, let's see if he can get this one over the plate, but there's a pretty good chance he's going to put it right there for you. As far as Ian Desmond goes, he's had the last three seasons, there's been a pretty considerable decline. He did have an OPS of 675 last year, which is not all that good.
No, it's bad.
He's losing a lot of speed.
Decent defensive player.
But still offensively, he's better than what they have right now in Saladino. And I'm of the mindset when it comes to the White Sox that they should go above and beyond, even if it doesn't make a whole lot of financial sense right now, to make upgrades at as many positions as possible because they've made the decision to hang on to Sale, Quintana, and Abreu. Did you hear about what happened at the University of Tennessee?
We talked about it yesterday.
Oh,
yeah, it's an important lawsuit because...
And this is coming right after the Baylor situation,
correct,
too.
Because this one, in my non-legal opinion, the fact that they are directly challenging the culture, that this is, they are suing the entire school and they are actually discussing the culture and taking that on head on rather than just some piecemeal, he did this or he did this or he did this. They're looking at it more globally, which I think should cause some, at the very least, some really important conversations and some massive changes of what appears to be a terribly biased system in the wrong direction of that university.
And it's not just, I don't think it's just that, well, clearly it's not just that university, but you have to figure that if these stories are coming out, and for this particular story, I know that for those listening yesterday, you may have caught that Dre Bowles is a wide receiver with Tennessee, and he was apparently beaten by some of his teammates a couple of different times because he stuck up for a girl who right. was raped. By or at least alleged some rape.
That's some of the ugliest parts of it.
Well, the thing is, though, this has to happen at so many different programs. These are just the ones you're hearing about. You're hearing about this. You're hearing about Baylor. And shame on Baylor, by the way, for having that announcement, putting out that press release, the statement from Ken Starr, what, like an hour before the Super Bowl? Nice work.
Keep your eye on this story. This is from thebiglead.com, and they were listening to a Booyah's podcast where Mike shed some light on what was going on with Derek Fisher and why, into his five-year contract, he was launched by the Knicks. You remember the Matt Barnes story,
yep.
right?
Yeah.
That Derek Fisher and Matt Barnes' ex-wife, and that then Matt Barnes comes over and tries to kick his ass because he's involved with that woman that used to be, that was his ex, etc. And apparently, it wasn't the first time, because according to what was said on this particular podcast, that Tim Hardaway Jr. was asked on the record whether he and Derek Fisher were involved in the same woman. And it was claimed that it wasn't just Matt Barnes. There was a situation between Hardaway and Fisher that never bubbled over publicly. So during the Barnes fiasco, there was an offhand allusion to rumors of a love triangle involving Hardaway and Fisher, and one involving Fisher and Cleanthony early. And there were stories about Hardaway Jr. being in Fisher's doghouse on the court, and they linked to it here. But man, that is, if you are dipping there, if you are a head coach and you are involved with the same girls as your players, you're fired.
It's not like he's learned. The thing is, you should learn a lesson after that first time. You know what I mean?
I mean, you're not you can't do that.
No.
So that gives it's a little more. If this is a serial issue with a coach, that's one you simply cannot have.
Well, he clearly doesn't care.
That's second half. We do it usually a little earlier than that. Then we ask you what you think. 312-644-6767. We'll grab some calls, and then we'll talk to Phil Hirsch, always a thought-provoking guest, at 4 o'clock today. Who you crapping at 5 on The Score?
Best second half of all time.
Chicago Sports Morning Show is Mully and Henley.
I think they're just bad.
Now when you have Cameron Bairstow out there in the second quarter running around, that looked like a beer league.
Yeah.
Turn them on when you get out of bed. Or get in the car. Mully and Henley. Chicago Sports Morning Show. Turn them on at 5 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
This guy's on a mission. He's not going to rest until he completes it.
And neither will we.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
You made a real big mistake when you tried to kill me.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
You, just because you're listening right now, you get a dozen red roses, plus a free glass vase and chocolates for just $29.99. Or if you want to upgrade, you want to do it upright, you can get romantic long-stem roses with a premium vase, chocolates, and a spa kit for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com. Use my code Bernstein. You might have other Valentine's Day plans, but it doesn't mean you shouldn't take advantage of this deal, because it's a great deal. Just do this. It's always a huge hit. You can't beat the price. You can't beat the convenience, because Pro Flowers takes care of the details and they guarantee the flowers to last 7 days or your money back. Here's the only way to get this amazing Valentine's Day deal with chocolates for this week only. Listen up. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone at the top right corner. Type in Bernstein. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic. Type in Bernstein. Valentine's Day is almost here. Order today. Time is running out. This offer expires tomorrow at midnight.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score, no matter how bad it is. Call now. 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Build a better bathroom today with help from Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need during the Kohler Dream Bathroom event. So hurry into your neighborhood store to get 10 to 15% off select Kohler and Sterling bath products that are sure to transform any bathroom. Don't miss out on all of the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Selection varies by store. Valid February 11th through March 13th, U.S. only.
Hi, I just need an oil change and a checkup.
This is Ford Service. We're the specialist. Our oil change comes with a tire rotation and more.
Click this ad and get the works at your Ford dealer for $39.95 or less with a $10 rebate by mail, making it just $29.95. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by prepaid debit card. See your participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 3/31/16.
When your Ford needs service, you need the specialists.
The amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. As for it by name, Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-233-2255. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I love this roster. I absolutely love this roster. I love the versatility of the players, the different lineups that we're going to be able to play. You play small, you can play big. You've got lineups, you know, that I really think can get out and play with pace. You've got a great group of veteran players that know how to play. And again, guys, I think Tom Thibodeau was an excellent, excellent basketball coach, and I think he instilled a lot of unbelievable qualities in this team that hopefully I can build on.
What was interesting is he was holding up the Cleveland roster as he was talking.
Oh, wrong team.
I love this roster. Fred, you're coaching the Bulls. Oh, yes. Well, then, I am going to retract that.
I can do
that.
This, too.
Right. Sure. Let me look at this roster and then give you different thoughts on this roster. Yeah, it's too bad. That seems like a long, long time ago, and it sounds like a different Fred Hoiberg.
And the disappointing thing is, even though there was no chance of winning a title anyway this year, you could have gone fairly deep in the playoffs. At the beginning of the season, it was, like we had that one caller said, they were probably one LeBron injury away from making it to an NBA Finals, which I think that's possible. It would have been, but you at least could have gotten there. I think that we looked at them going into the season that this could be a team that makes a playoff run, at least get past a couple of rounds. But now it's like they may not even make it at all.
Gary Bettman today at the press conference announcing the exciting news that the NHL draft is going to be held in Chicago apparently said this. When asked about the challenge system, he used this phrase: he's extraordinarily pleased, and he referred to it as close to perfect. Having referees use tablets,
iPads.
using tablets. No, you have a nerve center in another city where they can look it over. Why do you have, how is it close to perfect? Maybe that was in response to Joel Quenneville going public with the thoughts he got from the league, that the league admitting they got it wrong.
I'm sure somebody asked the question after that.
But it's close
but it's
to
not,
perfect. No, it's not.
Have you watched anything on a tablet? It is not ideal. It's less than ideal. And the reason is it's kind of small.
You thought that...
And you're looking at a little tiny black dot. You have to find that.
Right, find the puck, right. You thought the D in Sturtevant, Wisconsin had passed away, didn't you?
Hey, D's back.
D, you're on the Score.
How you guys doing?
Okay.
All right. I just want to say I've been listening to you for a long time, and first time I'm calling, I'm not just saying that for I'm saying it for a reason, not just to tell you that. That is, I've heard you blast Dick for years, other people for years, and people always on the phone, oh, you're not fair, Dan. You don't say anything when it's positive. And as I watched that 30 for 30, and I'm originally from Illinois, as I got done, my first thought wasn't like, you know, me and my friends in the gym mimicking which bear we're going to do in a Super Bowl shuffle, but it was of you. I was like, I wonder if Dan is seeing the same like Dick I'm seeing, because you're the first person that popped into my head. And I was like, I hope I'm in the car when he actually said something about it. I wanted to see what you would say. And what you said was, I thought, right on your assessment of Dick in that 30 for 30, that he was older, humble, more mature, and just more calm. And you hit it right on the head. For so all the people that say you don't say anything positive about people after you blast them for years, I would like to just say that's why I called for the first time in my life. I've been listening to you for many years, but I was actually happy to see that you did say that. So yeah, I just wanted to call and say thanks for that. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call, D. Thank you. Yeah, Ditka was clearly mellowed and introspective about it all. It's like he doesn't have any more battles to fight regarding that. And he knows that, and maybe he knows what's going on with Buddy Ryan, too, and some of those old hard feelings have dissipated. And it's just, I guess, life's too short at this point to worry about some of that stuff. I thought Jimbo Covert was really good, and he looks really good.
You know,
he looks younger than everybody. But the guys that from that team, the two offensive linemen, Tom Thayer, who wasn't able to do it because he had scheduling issues with the interviewers. I was talking to him last night here, but right before Bears All Access, he had some other things going on that prevented his. It wasn't anything like he refused or didn't want to. He just couldn't because of scheduling. That he and Covert both look terrific compared to some of those guys.
I have this is also bad. I have not seen it yet. I keep almost watching it.
It's okay,
but I haven't gotten around to it. I'm going to.
It's not.
I just
great.
Haven't seen it yet.
It's not great. There's nothing new there really. And my only objections to it were the liberal use of the highlights from other years as they're talking.
Yeah, like
about,
1989 highlights. Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, there's that. You see Todd Bell. You see Al Harris, and while they're talking about 85. So that's kind of squishy, and I didn't like how they portrayed this charlatan that's treating Jim McMahon with his magic draining of brain toxins through spine cracking, and they presented that uncritically. I think that there are people that can be hurt.
It's a little irresponsible.
It is very irresponsible to not question. You know, they show this guy doctor, and they don't say that he's a quote unquote doctor from Palmer Chiropractic College, and that no MD agrees with this idea of bad brain fluid being allowed to leave, that it's saying this probably placebo effect, and they treated it as if it were real when it's clearly just not. Phil Hirsch is going to join us in a couple of moments, and we will talk to the Olympics expert about all the problems in Rio and new fears about the Zika virus for these summer athletes and what might be done. That's next on The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
And removable feet, giving your Valentine head-to-toe warmth even on the coldest nights. New this Valentine's Day is the Mink Hoodie Footy, made of a rich chocolate marshmallow fleece that looks and feels just like mink. These PJs will make her feel like she's wrapped in sweet, soft luxury. Delivery is guaranteed by Valentine's Day, but you have to order now. That's now. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Give the gift of warmth and love this Valentine's Day with a hoodie footy. Only from Pajamagram. You don't even have to wrap it. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them The Score.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Build a better bathroom today with help from Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need during the Kohler Dream Bathroom event. So hurry into your neighborhood store to get 10 to 15% off select Kohler and Sterling bath products that are sure to transform any bathroom. Don't miss out on all of the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Selection varies by store. Valid February 11th through March 13th, U.S. only.
Hi, I just need an oil change and a checkup.
This is Ford Service. We're the specialist. Our oil change comes with a tire rotation and more.
Click this ad and get the works at your Ford dealer for $39.95 or less with a $10 rebate by mail, making it just $29.95. Up to $5.